Welcome to Maseches Beitzah, Perakei Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah continues talking about objects that take on the characteristics of the owner in terms of how far one can take them. Can one take them outside the Tchum, if there's an Erev, if there's no Erev, and where on the city limits could a person bring it to? Says the Mishnah, Hagacheles Kiragli Habayim. A coal, a person takes a coal, bars of coal, or gets a coal from his friend on Yontif. If he can't take it any further, then the owner of the coal was able to take that coal. The Shalheves, however, if a person lights his candle off of the flame of his friend, then it's permissible for him to take it anywhere that he's able to go. Why is there a difference? Because a flame is not considered substantive. It has nothing. It's a nothing. Therefore, the halacha is you could take it as long as you have the flame, as opposed to the coal, which is an object. Continues the Mishnah. Gachel shel hakdish. If a person has a coal that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it belongs to the temple, ma'alimba. If a person uses it, and they're not allowed to use it, they use it accidentally, they have to bring a karban asham, a guilt offering for being ma'al, for using property of the Beis HaMikdash, consecrated property. Mishalheves, let's say a person takes lights off of a flame of the Beis HaMikdash, lying then, really it's prohibited to have hana, to have benefit from it, that's only rabbinically prohibited, but there's no problem of me'ila, there's no problem of having to bring a karban, because again, like we said previously, it's aimed by mamish, it has no substance. It says the Mishnah, Moitzi gachelos rishos harabim, if a person takes out a coal to rishos harabim, to public property on Shabbos, chayef, he's liable because he took an object from a private property to public property. It shall have this, however, if a person just makes a flame go into rishos harabim, so he pushes it, let's say, or he blows on it, and now it goes into rishos harabim, pater, he's not liable because, like we said previously, the flame itself doesn't have substance. Continues the Mishnah, Bar Shal Yachid, a water pit of an individual. Kiragli HaYachid, it has the same status of the owner of the pit. So if you get water from him, you can only bring the water as far as he's able to go. Mishal Anshei Yisrael, let's say the pit belongs to all the people in the city. Kiragli Anshei Yisrael. Then it has the status of all the people in the city, and you're allowed to bring it 2,000 amas in any direction. The circumference of the city, you could bring it 2,000 amas, but no more. However, the pits that were dug by the people that came up from Babylonia, from Iraq, they came up to Eretz Yisrael, and they dug those specifically for anyone that wants to use them. Then they take on the status of the person that's filling up the water, because those are considered like they're ownerless. And if you take it, it takes on your character trait. Let's see one more Mishnah 6. If a person had fruits in a city, a different city, now, from his city until the other city, there's more than 2,000 amos. However, if, let's say they made a Eruv Tehumen, if you made an Eruv, it could extend the additional 2,000 amos. So what happened? He didn't make an Eruv. The Eruv B'nei Yisrael, the people of that city made an Eruv. L'havi Yatzlei Mipei Resav, so that they could bring him some of his fruits. Says the Mishnah, L'yaviula, it's prohibited, because since he didn't make an Eruv, those fruits take on the characteristics of him, and since he had no way of going to that city, those fruits have to remain there. If you're an Eruv who, but let's say the owner himself made a Eruv Tehumen, and therefore he's able to get to the place that the fruits are, Teres of Kamayu, the fruits take on the same characteristics as the owner itself, and it will be permissible for the people in the other city to bring him the fruits. Wishing you a great day and a very successful rest of your week.